Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Fun topic today. I love reading books with my son. We, every night before bedtime, you know, we have that about a half an hour of time. We sit down and read. Our son gets to pick out three books or so, three or four books, and we sit down and read some books, and we read from a whole variety of books. And sometimes that includes Arch books, and then we have our time of prayer, catechesis and prayer every night. Some of the books that he picks out time and time again are books that have that meter to them, a rhythm, and you can actually feel the tempo or a beat when you're reading the books. And so we're going to talk about Arch books today, one of the fun things that we love to read in our house, how you can use those at home to help us remember and learn about the very lessons, the very text that we're studying on Sunday mornings. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. I'm Andy Bates. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find them in our sponsor section. Look for the CUW logo there and find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. In studio today with me, Elizabeth Pittman, Manager of Public Relations and Concordia Gospel Outreach at Concordia Publishing House. Elizabeth, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming over today, talking about some of my favorite books.
Oh, glad to do it. It's fun to talk about
books.
Kids and reading.
And it is. And our son is three. He's obviously not reading yet, but he loves to sit down and read with us and pretend to read too sometimes.
He's your oldest, right?
He's our first child, our only child, yes.
So my three-year-old is our youngest, and trying to get him to sit still through more than one page of a book is a challenge, which
okay.
is completely the opposite of his older brother, who,
that's good to know.
Who read voraciously from an early age. This three-year-old is like off to the races 24/7, so we struggle to get through two pages at a sitting, but we're glad when we can.
So that's normal. Okay.
Yeah.
We're dealing with that too, and trying to figure out why it is that some nights he can sit through two or three books, and some nights he can barely sit through one or two pages.
Some nights by page two, the book is either being chewed on or thrown across the room and he's off looking for something else. So you take what you can get when you can get it, and don't give up.
That's funny. That happened last night too.
Yeah.
My son was biting some books. Wow.
It's fiber, I guess.
I guess. Perhaps he was taking that read mark and inwardly digest a little too literally.
Bit. Yeah. No, but it's
I don't
fun.
Think it was a Bible that he was biting. So
that's good.
Well, we're going to talk about Arch books today and Concordia Gospel Outreach as well. Now, I enjoy sitting down with Arch books with our son. Tell us, for our listeners not familiar with Arch books, a little bit about Arch books and where they fit into all of what Concordia Publishing House does.
Sure. Arch books have been, well, last year we celebrated our 50th anniversary mm-hmm. of Arch books. And so for 50 years, this has been one of our flagship lines of books. And they tell Bible stories in a rhyming meter and in about 16 pages. And it's just a very simple way to tell the story in an engaging fashion. And so each year there are approximately six new titles that come out, and there's always a Christmas title, there's an Easter title, and then two Old Testament, two New Testament. And it's a neat line. It's one of the key lines that we're recognized for well beyond the Lutheran Church. So when you go out into the different Christian publishing, into bookstores and trade, people know us for our Arch books. And so they know the Lutheran Church through the Arch books, which is a really cool way of seeing how our word goes out.
Absolutely. And this is, as you mentioned, this is something that goes beyond the Lutheran audience. Concordia Publishing House publishes, it's the publishing arm mm-hmm. of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So obviously, our Lutheran church body is the chief audience here, but CPH books reach far beyond that as well.
Absolutely. And it's such a treat to see the sound Lutheran doctrine not only feeding our members spiritually, but going out beyond and taking that message out into the general Christian world and even beyond to the unchurched. It's a really neat thing to see.
Now, Arch books, You mentioned we celebrated last year 50 years of Arch Books. What place do Arch Books have in your home? You mentioned having kids.
So my 10-year-old, when he was our early reader. I say he's our future pastor. He was one who, when he was 3 and 4, I was checking to make sure he didn't have the books memorized, that he was actually reading them. And turns out he was actually reading them because he's a smart kid. but loved to read and loves to read the Bible storybooks. And so over the years, I think we probably have just about every Arch book that's in print in our home somewhere. And so he would grab them and we would either read them with him or he would read them on his own and time and time again. And so when I would come home and say, hey, a couple new Arch books came out today. Oh, I need these. Let me have them. Let me add them. So that it was really cool to see with him. So they're all over our bookshelves. They're all over our floors, bedroom floors. And now with the 8-year-old is not quite as excited about reading as his big brother, but he's getting into it more and more. And so he'll pull them up. And so it's a neat way to see them reading something that you know mm-hmm. you can trust. And you know that it's helping nurture them for a lifetime grounded in the Word.
I'm glad you mentioned that you have Arch books all over.
Strewn about everywhere.
The home. You said you have nearly all of them somewhere in your home. I can relate to that. Every once in a while when cleaning up the toys, you're like, oh, well, look at that. There's an Arch book back here.
So last year... It was either last year or a year before. Our warehouse sale is happening right now. Mm-hmm. And so a couple years ago, I told the boys, oh, it's warehouse sale time. And they said, you know, and I was raised in a home where books were not... You wanted a book, you got a book. And we try to do that same thing with our kids because reading is so important. And so he said, well, I want to get some Arch books. I said, well, which ones don't you have? And he had to think about it and think about it and think about it. And finally he found some that he didn't have. But just kind of that, which, you know, it's almost an embarrassment of riches when you have all of those books strewn about. But it's fun to see them pick them up without being encouraged to, where they go pick them up and they start reading. And then when they later bring them up in conversation and are able to relate something that they'd learned in that story to something that they were experiencing in the day.
Especially if, the value of that meter or rhyme, they quite often have it committed to memory.
Absolutely.
Just like a song or a hymn.
Well, and it's fun because most of the Arch books are written in the common meter or the long meter. And now I'm not a musician, but what I have learned is that you can go to the hymnal and back in the back of the LSB on page 1007, it gives the different numbers and meters. And so mm-hmm. you can pick a hymn that your family may know with that common meter or long meter, depending on the story, and you can sing the book. So it's kind of a fun way to see, you know, it's a different, if your child is musically inclined, here's a great way to share mm-hmm. the story with them in a way that will get into their consciousness a little bit differently.
Our son occasionally sits down, he has a little toy piano, and, occasionally during story time, we'll sit down at the piano and start to play on the piano. Now, it's not a recognizable melody. We're hoping someday we'll get to that point. So maybe he could start accompanying the Arch books on his piano when he starts learning how to play piano. How do... We talked a little bit about how Arch books are written in terms of, you know, they're written in this meter, in this rhyme that's kind of easy for kids to, I guess, engaging for kids to listen to. How do kids learn from these? What is it that they gain from an Arch book?
Well, each Arch book is focused on a single Bible story. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to really go into the story and learn that. And biblical literacy is so important. And I think with the way we see culture going today, it's a real challenge for not only children, but adults to know these Bible stories and have them imprinted on their heart, because they do make a difference. So as the child reads a story, they can look at the art, and great care has gone into making sure the artwork is accurate and realistic and historically appropriate. You'll sit in cover design meetings and they'll talk about, well, actually they didn't wear that type of sandals. We don't have evidence of that. So the artist needs to go change this piece of the clothing shown in the artwork. And it's that detailed of, you know, we can't have this type of, you know, they didn't have that type of home. Mm-hmm. So we need to change this art. So it is a very realistic, portrayal as best as we can make it. But it's arch books really are neat for bringing in the parents, because on the back page of every arch book, there's a letter to parents. And that provides extra context about the story. And it can also give some extra, you know, activities to do with your children, depending on the story. You know, ask your child about this, and then you can relate it to that. So ways of bringing the story into the everyday life come through.
Arch books can be used by the parent who plans their story time, and, you know, is using it as part of a curriculum. Mm-hmm. Or they can be used by the parent who says, okay, which books are we going to read tonight, and sit down
absolutely.
And read them.
It's,
either way.
Absolutely. So if you are on the ball, and if you are, I applaud you, because it's not my experience in my home. But if your child brings you the book and says, I want to read, you know, The Widow's Offering tonight, and you can go, all right, so you read it. And then as you flip through to the back and you see the Dear Parents, it talks about the story and, you know, choice and giving, and how you can then relate to that to your child and say, you know, maybe you can try this, or have you ever tried that? And a way to carry on the discussion. And then if that comes up a couple days later, you know, remember when we read that story? Mm-hmm. So it's a neat way to have that kind of worked into the rhythm of life.
Speaking of the rhythm of life, the church has a rhythm, has seasons. We have, you know, these, whether it's the 1 year lectionary or the 3 year lectionary, we have this lectionary, this pericope that we work through that helps us cover the majority of texts in the scripture, and also gives seasons to the church year as well. So we work through the life of Christ and the life of the church. Is there a way to help us do that, to look at those texts, to look at what we're learning in the Sunday texts at home with
Arch books? Absolutely. There's a couple different ways that you can do this. The newest way that we have is that we listen to our customers, and we listen a lot. Customer feedback is probably one of the greatest things that you can give us at CPH, because it helps us provide what our members need. And we had started to hear our customers say, wouldn't it be great if, you know, you've had probably close to 400 different arch book titles. Surely there's one that matches up with the Sunday readings. So we heard that a few times, and then sitting in the office, said, you know what, this would make a great monthly blog post. And so we started doing that this summer, where we go through the lectionary for each month and we pair it up. And some weeks there might be 3 books that match up with the readings. Others there might not be. Some may be out of print, some may be in print. So it's kind of navigating mm-hmm. that and looking through the list and seeing what matches up and what makes sense. And so now there's a monthly blog post that lives on the CPH blog, which you can get to at blog.cph.org. And once a month, we'll put it up there with 1 or 2 recommended titles that match up with the readings each month. And so if your church library has the titles, if you have them on your bookcase, or you can always pop over to CPH and grab your own copies looking ahead.
Yeah.
So that's one of the newer ways that we have to do that.
For those organized parents who are
exactly.
planning ahead.
Yes. Yes. Not me.
We might be following the lectionary a week or two behind in ours.
Well, so that's one way that you can do it, because then you can have, and churches can drop these in their, if they have little quiet bags for the kids. Mm-hmm. I know our church has for the little ones that my 3-year-old goes to each week, first thing when he bolts through the door. You could have them with Sunday school. You could, if you have them at home, tuck them in your bag and hand them so that the child is engaged in church, but mm-hmm. still in, you know, a 3-year-old is not going to participate quite the same way as a 12-year-old would. So that's one option there.
Well, I'm thinking for that toddler or preschool age, that the early childhood age kids, to be able to read these before mm-hmm. Sunday morning, and to say, now, pastor reads the scriptures this morning, or when pastor's preaching, I want you to listen for
this
word, or this, you know, for this to happen in the text, gives them something to look forward to
right.
pay attention for.
They can look forward to it. And then also it can reinforce what they heard on Sunday if you're reading it after mm-hmm. either Sunday evening or Monday, Tuesday. So that's one way that it can be done. On our website also, if you visit cph.org/archbooks, there's all kinds of great information, but it's not just for home. So you have the lectionary pairings, but if your church is using the Growing in Christ or Cross mm-hmm. Exploration Sunday School, there's an entire spreadsheet that shows which arch book matches up with the Sunday lessons. So you can even reinforce what was discussed in their Sunday school classes. And the same goes for the One in Christ, the grade school curriculum. There's a pairing where archbooks match up with what the children in the Lutheran schools are studying. So there's multiple touch points where you can come in and use an archbook to reinforce what's happened in another context, whether that be church or Sunday school or day school.
Now, who is the person that was sitting down putting together all these charts with all the spreadsheets with all the correspondent? God bless that person.
I can't speak to the folks that, I think it was probably our editorial team that worked on the Sunday school and the day school one. And I can tell you, I've done the last couple of our monthly blog posts with the lectionary, and it takes a little bit of time.
Because that's a pretty large library to work with.
One of our summer interns was a great help, and so he launched the series with the first two or three posts, which was fantastic. And I didn't realize just how much time into that. So now that I've done it a couple of times, I've learned I need to block off several hours because it is, and it's great for me personally for study because you get into the different verses. And so it's like, okay, here are the readings. You go read the readings for each week and then start matching it up with the lists. And if we have some come to the surface a lot faster than others. And so then is it in print? If so, it's a trip down to the library and grab the copies and take a look. And if it happens where there is not an archbook that pairs up with the week, then it's like, okay, if it's a New Testament, if it's a gospel reading, well, maybe one of the other gospels, we have an archbook that pairs off of those verses and mm-hmm. checking that. Or what's the theme of the week? What's kind of the topic? Is there a story just prior or just after the readings that makes sense? And then we do have some archbooks that have more general topics. So the Lord's Prayer or the Apostles' Creed mm-hmm. or some of those others where what makes sense to feed in. So if there's not a natural pairing, you'll see that's kind of the rationale behind what gets paired up each week.
The Lord's Prayer. I like that one. We've used that one mm-hmm. quite a bit at home too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Excellent. So this is certainly something that can be used to support and reinforce what's being learned and heard, what's being preached on Sunday mornings, so that that kids can prepare for it in advance, families can prepare for it in advance, and also reinforce it after the services, whether it's Sunday night or Monday or Tuesday, following up to what they heard on Sunday. What about special times of the year, special like feasts and holidays,
sure.
things like that?
That's probably a step we need to go a little bit deeper for. If there are readings, if there's a feast that falls during the month, we'll try to add that in. So mm-hmm. I think we had done that with Reformation with All Saints, tried to weave that in. Lindsay Marty, who works with me, just did a post that went up on, I want to say Friday last week, of Christmas archbooks. So, Chris, you know, we're moving into that time of year where Christmas is coming into mind. Yeah, believe it or not, it's coming in a couple
ready.
Of months. I'm not either. All the stores around here are, though. But we've each year we've put out a new archbook for Christmas. And so she went through and pulled, 10 or 15 of them mm-hmm. and just gave a synopsis similar to how we've done it with the archbook with the lectionary. Because Advent is a great time, instead of opening Advent wreaths with candy, which I try to keep out of my house because the energy goes too high. Pull out an archbook. I mean, there are enough archbooks in the rotation now for Christmas that you can tackle a different one each night and have a different mm-hmm. angle of the Christmas story. So that's kind of a fun way. I would imagine we'll probably do something similar coming into Easter with Easter archbooks. But if the feast falls there and we've got the readings and the book to pair up with it, we'll try to include that.
Very good. So the really just a great tool for working through the church year, helping families reinforce that text that's being studied. Now, where did you mention this is we can find this on the blog?
You can find these on the CPH blog. So mm-hmm. blog.cph.org will take you to the main page of the blog. I try to get these posted around the middle of each month. I've had some people ask for it to come earlier and earlier, so we're trying to build in that time to get ahead of the game. So
I want to know what parents are that well organized.
I would love some lessons because I mean, they can come help me in my house. So roughly the middle of the month. So this week, by the end of this week, the December post should go up on the blog. But we've mm-hmm. also added at the bottom of the November link a spot where you can drop in your email address to have that post. If you want these as soon as they come out, drop in your email address and we'll send you an email with a link to the post as soon as they come out. So we've noticed that people start to look for them. There's a couple things that, a couple different blog series where people are starting to ask for them and they hold me accountable because if it's not out there, they will let us know. And I appreciate that because it's good to know that it's making a difference in the devotional lives and homes. So we want to make sure that we have those resources up and ready.
Well, that that's a great resource. That's nice to know that you can just include your email in that, you know, drop your email in that box there, and then
we can email you to each time the new pairings post goes out, and it can come straight to your email, and you'll have it.
So then you can start prepping. I guess what you could do is you could take like a Ziploc bag, one of those gallon-sized Ziploc bags to pair up, you know, to put all the books in that you're going to need for the next month, especially with the holidays coming and traveling.
Stick it in your car, in your bag, you know, if your kids need something to entertain them for a few minutes. I've noticed my kids sometimes will take a book in the store, and I don't know how they do it, but they walk through the store with their nose in a book and manage not to crash, so that's a good thing. So if they need something to do, hand them a book and help them dig into the Word.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get organized so that we have our Arch books ready to go for each Sunday. We probably have a few more to buy, too, in
that's
order
all right.
to stock up our library.
That's all right. Stop over at CPH and you'll be able to find them.
Now, you brought some Arch books with you today. Can we read a sample from one just to give an idea for those who have never had Arch books before?
Well, who
have been deprived of Arch books?
Oh, we have to fix that. So this coming Sunday, for November 13th, the story that we pulled, there was not an Arch book that matched directly with the reading, but just prior to the gospel reading, Luke tells the story of the widow's offering. And so that's one of the books that I read. So just the first page?
Sure.
Long ago in Jerusalem, a stately temple stood where people came to worship God as often as they could. The temple was a gathering place for leaders of the church where priests and teachers of the law would meet to do research. They wanted to know everything about the Word of God, so they discussed and studied it, but their thoughts were sometimes flawed.
So that draws you into the story right there.
Now, Jesus sometimes went there too. He'd teach and preach the Word, and many listened as he spoke. Some trusted what they heard. One day when Jesus visited the temple that was there, he talked with scribes and Pharisees and spent time in prayer. And it keeps going. So the rhyme makes it, it's just a fun book to read as a parent to your kids. And it's fun to hear them start to pick up on that rhyming and the musicality to it.
Right. There is this, and as they get older and they start to read too, this, you know, choral reading
exactly.
together, rhyming certainly is fun to do
exactly.
as well when you're reading together. Because you pick up that tempo, that meter, that helps them with the choral reading and everybody reading together.
Absolutely. And like you said, it propels them through the story. So,
yeah. What a great resource. Well, we have some more fun stuff to talk about in just a little bit. Where can we find Arch books? I know, obviously, if you're here in the St. Louis area, you can go to the Concordia Publishing bookstore, Concordia Publishing House bookstore, but also online as well, right?
Absolutely. So if you visit cph.org/archbooks, you'll go directly to the main page that gives you not only links to where you can purchase them, but a lot of background information. There's some great activities about making music with Arch books, about how parents and teachers can use the Arch books with hands-on activities. So storyboarding, writing their own illustrations, acting them out. And then it'll also take you to links where you can go through and you can purchase any that you need to complete your monthly collections. And they're actually all on sale right now. Many of the Arch books are on sale in our warehouse sale right now. So not all, but many of them are.
So now's a good time to get some Christmas shopping
done. It's a beautiful time to do that.
Well, we have more to talk about at Concordia Publishing House. You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Eddie Bates. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.